And if she has the bracelet here and she wants it here, she has to do what? She has to
flip it over her arm.
Or put, just simply put.
Slip it over the arm.
So you tell her if you want to slip it over on, you just have to put it on. Put.
Put the arm. Put over the arm.
Or put it on. Would you put it? Just if I don't have it on and I want it on, you
slip
tell,
it on.
Or put. Would you use the word put there? Put. Put it on.
Put it on.
And if it looks like rain, you better carry a.
What?
If it looks like it's going to rain when you
carry
go.
An umbrella.
And now on the bed, the top part, when the bed's made, the top piece is
bedspread.
And sometimes the they call the heavier covers
comforter.
And you ever call that a quilt?
Quilt?
Is a quilt the same thing?
Same as quilt or comforter. That's the same.
They're washable.
Washable. Mm-hmm. Most of them are.
Do you ever use the word pallet for a bed that you'd make on the floor for children, scum sleep? Mm-hmm. Well, if you have wall-to-wall carpeting, you might say that it goes across the room.
Across the room, from wall to wall.
Or would you say goes? The carpeting goes across.
Clear across the room.
Now there's a name for rich black soil. Do you have any word for that?
The what?
Rich black soil. There's a name, special word for it. For loam. You wouldn't call it loam.
Loam?
It's not in your vocabulary. Would you be apt to talk about loam?
No, I just say rich black dirt.
All right. Is there a special word for a field that might be let grow, grass, clover? Just let it grow. They call it the
undernourished or something.
Or, no, they just call it the. It might be low-lying grassland. It's a over in the you say meadow for that?
Meadows.
Would it be a? You wouldn't have that word. Meadow. Means
field.
Field. How about the place where the water collects? In the ground, you might say.
Swamp.
Is that the same as a marsh for you?
Well, a marsh, the same as a marsh, yeah.
Now, how about a small body of water that runs through the farm? Just a little trickle.
A little small lake.
Or suppose it's not a lake, but it runs, it's fresh water.
A small piece of.
It's a stream of some sort?
Yeah, but you'd have to call it.
Would you say creek?
Small creek.
You would more likely say creek than creek.
Yeah.
How about a stream? Is that bigger than a creek, or is that about the same?
Well, stream, mean that running?
That's a little bigger then, would it be, or different?
Well, a stream would be running water, you know, and that wouldn't be a creek would be one stand still.
Oh, I see.
Stand still.
I see. You use the word ditch also? That?
Well, that'd be a ditch or a creek.
Creek,
you know?
And a ditch. About the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
How about a brook? Is that the same as a stream? Or would you?
That's the same.
And you ever talk about a run for water? Or a binnacle or a rivulet or anything like that? Okay. Could you give me some of the names of some of the streams around here? Whether they're creeks or whatever they are. I'll just start their names.
Offhand, I can't remember.
Rivers or whatever they happen to be.
Killing, they used to be what they, years ago, they called Killings Creek and Landits. Well, that's kind of a resort, summer resort now.
Landits.
It's Landuit. Landit. Landits.
Was it a creek or what?
Well,